Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio. We back. We here, my bro. Dre, what's good?
What's good, my G? PSA Radio, man. The boys are back. Me and my bro Timbo, tag team duo Kobe, okay. Shaq, Mike Jordan. You already know what it is, man.
Hey, the greatest. Hey, first of all, I think we should shout out the three Hall of Famers, Yao Ming, Shaq, and of course, Allen Iverson. All of them like had really, they really had dope, really dope speeches. And like Shaq's was funny because I felt like Shaq was just him. You know,
that was Shaq was roasting niggas, son, left and right. Shaq was roasting niggas, man.
Yeah.
He dad said that Phil Jackson was burning trees and shit.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Yo, Shaq was wild, man. Shaq was wild.
That was funny. And then shout out AI, man. AI is a legend over there. But it's crazy. It's crazy. Shout out to those dudes, all of them. Yao Ming, you know, it was great to see them kind of get what they deserve. You know?
Yes, sir.
I think it's important. We got a couple of big guests calling up today. Official, who is battling Disaster on the Queen of the Ring card. Going to be crazy. Crazy. LA card too, October 16th. And then we got Mr. Fab, legend, friend of the show. Gotta love this dude. He's coming on the show today. He will be on, and it's going to be good. Gonna be real good. Shout out to those two for coming on. You?
I'm looking forward to both those guys coming on and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Official Disaster
Absolutely.
Is gonna be crazy. The intergender card is fire.
It's gonna be crazy. Let's get our thoughts on this. Battling Disaster coming up on October 16th, Queen of the Ring in LA. Her on the show right now. Official, what is good?
What's up? What's good?
Official, what's good, sister?
Hi, I'm chilling. Hi, what's up?
Showtime, what's up? Sister, Showtime. Oh, it's Showtime. What's good? This is what you wanted, and he wanted you too. Pause. Well, not no pause, but he wanted you too, you know what I'm saying?
Right. He's been calling me out for a minute. He's been calling me. I don't know. Dave's been calling me out since last year. He really, really wanted this battle. He's hit me up a couple of times to do this battle. But in circumstances I was doing, I couldn't do it. So when I was, able to finally do it, I'm like, okay, let's do this. So here we are.
Now, to the average bonehead niggas that don't know battle rap history, do your fucking Googles, you dumbass niggas out here. Official, this is not the first time she's battled, nigga. You battled Daylight, Young Knight. I think Automatic Ray, you battle also, right?
Yeah.
I might have missed some other niggas you battle out there.
I battled Hemi, EC. I battled in the Aver tournament. All of them was men. I started out battling men, actually. So all my battles when I first started was men before I got to Queen of the Ring.
Why was at the time though, you battle men at the time, like, you know, being that you're a female, I mean, I don't blame you. Listen, you go to the top, you go to the niggas and shit, that will make you get ready for the females. But why, when you first started battling, it was you and the niggas and shit?
I'm sorry, what you said? Stop talking to me. I'm sorry, what you said?
No, I'm saying when you first started battling, what made you decide to battle dudes first before, you know, maybe going toe-to-toe and sparring with a female?
Well, when I battled in New Orleans, that's where, I got into battling in New Orleans. They don't have any females. So it was only men to battle. So it just ended up being that way. The South doesn't have a lot of females. So I didn't get any females until I got to Queen of the Ring. So it just came out to be that way.
Are you thankful for that? Did it really kind of prep you to really, I guess, write different and kind of write a little bit more aggressive and harder?
Yes, it did. See, a lot of people say they like me more versus men. A lot of people tell me that. But it definitely helps me write different, and that's what helped me so much when I got into Queen of the Ring. That's why, you know, I was the way I was when I first got into Queen of the Ring, because I was battling men, and I felt like that helped me with that. And I felt like, you know, battling the females has trained me to write a certain way. So, you know, since I've been battling them this long, so I'm really excited to have a male again, a dude. So this is going to be fire.
Crazy.
You know,
it sounds,
they're not going to play with you, official.
Like,
hello.
They're not going to play with you. Official, I'm going to keep it tall, mama. You're one of my favorite female battle rappers. But that A-Rap boy is not going to fuck around with you. I don't think it's not going to be daylight who be taking off rounds sometimes. I think Diz is going to come. Listen, I got Diz 2-1. I might be called, you know, prove me. I got to be real, though. Official, you my girl, but I got to be real. I got to go down. I just got to.
I like that. It's been so long since I hate when people have me over my opponent. Like, being the underdog is actually kind of cool to be the underdog again. So, I'm excited to go into this. I'm sure Diz is going to come with some shit. I hope he comes with some shit. I pray he doesn't come with 3 rounds of what everyone has, you know, said before, just doing it in his way. That's what I think he's going to do. And so he's going to lose.
Hey.
Are you glad that this is
like,
going down on Queen of the Ring?
Talking about my shade, talking about all that same shit that every single opponent I didn't have has said. That's his dad. Like, he can't come with that.
Are you official? Are you glad that this is happening on Queen of the Ring? Because I'm sure when Diz would talk to you, the most obvious place it would go down is on King of the Dot.
On Queen of the Ring, it's a Queen of the Ring card, but it's not in the ring and stuff. So it's actually another, it's like WFF Presents. That's the name of their league.
Okay.
It's a different league.
Okay.
But the battles will drop on Queen of the Ring. So, you know what I'm saying? It's the same feeling because I'm going to be on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? It's still going to be Disaster fans, which is probably going to be King of the Dot fans. So it's really going to pretty much be the same.
Gotcha.
It's just better that the other girls are on the card, so it can bring out a Queen of the Ring fan base also. That's what makes it better.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. Is it going to drop on Queen of the Ring's channel, or would it be something different? Do you know?
It's going to drop on Queen of the Ring's channel.
Okay, cool. Good.
I think this is a good thing, official, for Queen of the Ring because, you know, we're fans of Queen of the Ring, a female battle rap. And I felt a couple years ago when they had the big card with you, Couture, Jazz, 40, C3, Tory Doe, I thought that was a big stepping stone for female battle rap. And it seemed like after that, y'all kind of fell back. They kind of fell back a little bit, but you've been holding it down. I think you, Bonnie, and my verse, I got to say, the three of y'all been really holding down female battle rap the last couple years and shit. You know what I mean?
And that's why I really wanted to do it, because when the battle came to me now, Diz always wanted to battle me. So it was always supposed to just be me and Diz. But I was like, yo, why not put the other females on there and make it a, you know what I'm saying, make it an intergender card, make it something more exciting for female battle rap again. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to turn out really good. Then they have a Queen of the Ring event the day before that with Farrah Funeral versus Robin Rhymes on the card. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to be a good weekend for female battle rap, I feel. And this having Disaster just adds so much to my resume.
It does, yeah.
That's what excites me the most. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had Lady Luck, now Disaster. Like, that's legendary. You know what I'm saying? A lot. No females can say they can get that or have that. So, like, you know what I'm saying? This is really special to me. So I really got to fuck Diz up. Like, if I fuck Diz up, this can be big. So this is just as important as the Jazz battle.
Word. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you?
Yes.
And since you, let's take it back from Lex Bianco days when you battled Lex Bianco and all that to now, fast forward years now, that have you reached your peak? Like, you feel like you're solidified now? I think you are. But as a female, as official of battle rapper, do you feel like you're solidified right now?
Yes, I feel like I'm solidified. It's only right that I be solidified. You know what I'm saying? Everything speaks for it. Everything you want, I can say that I give you. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think I'm solidified in the top spot with female battlers.
Mm-hmm.
And it only took me like 2 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn. That's crazy. See, that's the craziest part. It's the time that it took. It was very, very quick. What do you got coming up after this? This is a big card. So how do you top Diz, you know, no pun intended, but what do you do after this?
Yeah, this is big because I always try to go bigger. You know what I'm saying? Jazz to Hustle to Love to QB. Like, I always try to keep stepping up. So after this, like, it's only right I'll probably do, like, 40 bars. That would be a big battle for female battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm. That'd be dope.
I'm with 40. That.
Because there's not a lot of females left for you to battle, though. I think about it. Though.
I know how to put it. See, that's why I got to fuck up Diz so I could kill these other niggas like Rock Run. He don't want no problems. K-Rock don't want no problems. He's scared. He got away with C3. He don't want it with me. But, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing this for. Like, I wanted to open up the lane for me to battle dudes again. So Disaster really came into, you know, just in time for me to do that. So... because there's not really that many females left, but I still have some left. You know what I'm saying? I still could battle Shayna Ashley. I still could battle Young Gaddis.
Gaddis.
You know what I'm saying? They still got, you know, girls that's coming up this night, like Casey J. They got My Verse. I still haven't battled Bonnie.
Yeah.
Bonnie, you know what I'm saying?
Bonnie been getting busy, though. I'll give her that. She's been getting busy, though.
Bonnie been getting busy. She definitely has been getting busy. So.
How do you think she'll do against Caustic?
I think she's gonna beat Caustic.
Ah, come on.
He gonna just really be really sexist and a little racist.
No,
like,
I'm gonna be real with you. Nah, I'm gonna be real with you. I just think the niggas, you know what it is? For me, I think the niggas that the females are battling are some spitters, though. Like, I'm gonna tell you this.
Passwords and 40.
Listen, y'all, Timbo and O, I got Couture beating Daylight.
You should, because Daylight had 4 battles in 1 month. You should.
Yep. You're not going to take that serious, bro. Come on, Tim. You know that.
I ain't going to even shit on Couture. Like, I'm going with Couture all the way. I'm with the females that day. So, now, B Dot and E Heart. Now, that's going to be that. I want to know how either one is going to come because E Heart, like, the route I said E Heart probably could have played with any other male on the card, I felt like E Heart could have out-real niggered him. You know what I'm saying? Like, out-real him. But the fact that she got B Dot and he really don't go with the, you know, I'm a real dude and I'm gangster type of vibe.
Right.
Like, I don't know what she's gonna say. Like, how you
B
gonna
Dot,
approach
2-1.
Him? Yeah, this gonna be a good battle, man. I'm with the ladies though. I'm going with the ladies. So we gotta fuck shit up. Like, I'm going with the ladies.
Yeah. Y'all gonna get busy though. I give you that.
I love that line. Caustic's gonna be sexist and a little racist. That's hilarious. That sums the dude up.
He is. He's gonna take it there.
Come on. Like, and being sexist is just.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of sexist Tay Rock-ish against C3-ish things going on.
That's why I can't wait till y'all see me, because I got some for all of that. All that shit getting shut down. All that getting shut down.
I feel you,
oh, shit.
Bro,
I'm excited.
We appreciate you, Ma. After that battle, we got to get you back here. We can't wait for that battle to drop, though, sister, for real, man.
All right.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I'm gonna fuck Dez up though. I got y'all. You got him 2-1. It's cool. It's understandable. But I'm gonna fuck him up for you. I got you.
And we'll have you back up here.
Deadass. And I'll apologize. Deadass. I will. Real quick before you go. I had to apologize to Jazz the Rapper because I thought 40 Bars was gonna beat up, and I had to apologize to Slave Sever because I thought Tig the Demon was gonna beat him. So I'm 0-2. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
right, cool. All
right, O.
All right, sure.
Appreciate you. All right. Shout out Official coming on the show today.
I don't think she's going to. I don't think she has a chance against this.
Damn, not even a chance?
Nah. I'm just being real, son. Yo, my man.
Damn.
Understand this. I need the PSA fans to understand is what I'm trying to tell my brother Timbo. Diz wanted this battle, fam. He wanted this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't no shit. Like, he been wanting. Son, I've been seeing it on Twitter for months upon months. He's been saying he want to battle Akima.
Yeah.
He want to battle Official. Diz, you think Diz is going to play around? Does Diz ever play around? No.
No.
He never plays around.
No.
I don't think Official's got a chance, bro. Straight up, man. It could be a 30.
Damn, true.
It could be a 30.
30?
It could be a 30. I can see it.
Ooh,
not no body bag, though.
Cool,
not a body. Not a body, though. Not a body. I think Diz ain't going to go in there and fuck around, no Timbo. I don't think he's going to fuck around. I think Carson going to be...
I don't think he will either. All right, let's get into this, yo. Queen of the Ring card happening October 16th in Los Angeles in Hollywood, WFF. Shout out to everybody over there, Queen of the Ring, the West Coast versus the ladies. Let's go from the bottom up on this one. Bonnie Godiva versus Caustic. Dre, who you got?
Listen, man. Bonnie Godiva, you've been battling dudes, so this is not new to you. I get it. I think Caustic going to win this 2-1. Like, he might say some racial shit to you. He's going to definitely talk about you as a woman. But I don't think Caustic should harp on that too much. I don't think if he goes three rounds, joke, that's going to fizzle and dry out. Like, if he goes those rounds for three rounds, I think Ronnie can make it 2-1 or debatable. But I'm going Caustic 2-1. And I'm not, that's no shade of Bonnie. I'm just going Caustic 2-1.
You know what? What dudes has Bonnie battled before?
She's battled Sharon. She just battled Sharon. I think she battled Uno Lavo. She battled when she's wearing a lime green loud dress. Some other people she's battled to. I forgot the top. So she's not new to this.
What dudes has she beaten, Dre?
None, in my opinion.
That's my thing. I don't think she does good against dudes as far as there's something missing from her, I feel like, to win these battles against these dudes. I have no problem with Caustic. I like Caustic. I think it's dope.
I would say, Tim, to piggyback on what you're saying, I don't think she's won, but I don't think she got cremated or slaughtered or buried by the Undertaker type shit.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. She has it, but I don't think she's had any clear W's against dudes.
Right.
But yeah, she doesn't get like smoked out there at all. You know what I mean? It's nothing like that. So, but I think Caustic's gonna come completely disrespectful. I wouldn't expect anything else from Caustic. So, and I think the people are gonna laugh. I think they're gonna fuck with it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go Caustic 2-1, a possible 3-0, actually on this one. I can see Caustic doing this 3-0.
Yo, Caustic,
next battle,
be careful of the Caustic, real quick. Be careful of the pause. The dick check, my nigga. How she tried Sharon. Be careful, my G.
Wear a cup to the battle, bro. Next battle, we got E-Hart versus B-Dot. Who you got?
E-Hart, I fucks with you, mama. Truth be told, they always try to say Miss Hustle is first. You are a lady. Did Miss Hustle even beat E-Hart back in the day when she had the fucking shirt on? Shout out to E-Hart. That's a different story. E-Hart. Ball-wise, is one of the illest females in battle rap, like, straight up. Like, you can crown. I know niggas try to give Jazz that title and other people that title. E-Hart, in my opinion, beat Official. E-Hart, it ain't no fucking joke. But B-Dot, I fucks with B-Dot. You know, you niggas try to say he's a Loaded Lux clone. I don't ever buy into that shit. Sorry to stop ducking that nigga B-Dot, but that's a different story. I'm going B-Dot 2-1. 2-1. I'm going to give E-Hart a round, though. I respect E-Hart, though. I'm going to give E-Hart a round. E-Hart is dumb nice. But I got B-Dot winning, man.
B-Dot winning?
Yeah, I got B-Dot 2-1, bro.
I'm going
B-Dot.
B-Dot
is dumb nice, man.
I'm going B-Dot 2-1 also on this battle. I think it'll be dope, but I don't see E-Hart beating B-Dot in this one.
I fucks with E-Hart.
E-Hart
is dumb nice though, man. For real.
It's nice. Yeah. But, you know, I think it'll be a good one. I think if she shows up, you know what I mean? Could be a dope one. Next battle. 40 Bars versus Pass. What you got?
This could be a dope battle. Potential to be battle of the night as far as going back and forth on some bar shit. No pun intended, 40 Bars. Pass, you my guy. You already know what it is, my G. I fucked with you heavy, my nigga. Always been a Pass fan since grind time. 40 Bars now. She has battled dudes, though, my G. She has battled Cortez. I think she battled some other nondescript nigga. She battled Daylight also. I like this battle. This could be a good back and forth. I'm going to go Pass, but I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say Pass 2-1, but I'm not going to front on 40 Bars. Remember I said this, Timbo. I'm not going to front on 40 Bars. Straight like that. I'm not. It would not shock me, and I would not be surprised if 40 make this debatable. Or pull it 2-1, edging it, like people debating who really won this battle. I would not be surprised.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go... Man.
No, you're not. You going there?
Who the fuck am I kidding, man? I'm going past 2-1, a clear win on this battle, yo. What the fuck
clear.
Am I saying? Clear win. Clear win. Pass is nice, man. I think he's going to be super creative, too. Super creative. I think it'll be dope, though. Pass 2-1 over 40 Bars. I see it being a really good battle, though. I'll say that. I see it being a really good battle.
Right.
Over between 40 Bars and Pass. Next battle, we got Couture versus Daylight. Who you got?
Yo, I'm going to say this right now, and I've been saying this for years. I think Couture is one of the most underrated females in battle rap. Slow that down. She's one of the most underrated females in battle rap. She's beat Official. Yeah, she did beat you, Official. You my homegirl, but she beat you, though. When she bought the Sergeant, all that other fly shit she was doing, she wasn't fucking around. Daylight, my nigga. My question is this, Timbo. Is this nigga going to take this shit serious, bro? Like, I just think his mind right now is on URL. We've heard rumblings. We had a guest earlier tell us he has mad battles within the next month. That tells me, is Daylight really, really, really going to take this shit seriously? My nigga, I'm going Couture 2-1 straight up. Going Couture. Charlie Cruz and Gracie, yes. Yeah, 2-1. Clear.
Huh?
Yeah. Couture is dumb nice, B. I'm telling you. I like Daylight doing that flash shit. That's cool, but I got Couture winning this shit, man. I don't think that nigga gonna take that shit serious with a schedule or URL he's on. Born Legacy, right. Probably on Summer Madness, all the other flash shit. I got Couture, man.
I see what you're saying. And I would think the same thing, but on the West Coast, man. Can Daylight not disrespect the West like that? I don't think he does it. I think he's in a
That's your coach, so I'm going to let you speak on that. That's your coach, so I'm going to let you speak on that, my G.
He's going to beat Couture 3-0.
Really?
3-0? Yeah.
Nah. No. Yeah. Yo.
He's going to win it.
Remember, Timbo told y'all this. Couture is not going to lose 3-0 to Daylight, man. I don't even see that shit happening, Timbo. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't even see it.
I don't see it being a body. I think Daylight's going to win every round, though.
I don't even think so, son. I think Couture is mad creative, B, for real, son. She's always doing some creative shit. Performance game is on top notch. You feel me? That's the only female that I think is going to get a clear win on this card. But let me ask you a question on this. The majority of the dudes on this card, besides Daylight, they never battle females. A lot of these females has battled dudes. So is it an upper hand for the females in a sense because they're used to writing for dudes and writing for that particular gender? where the dudes have only write gun bars. I mean, are you going to sit there talking about you're going to gun bar a chick for 3 rounds?
No. You know what? I think these dudes are creative enough to come with jokes. I think it'll be, they'll have, you know, especially a guy like Daylight. You know, I think his pen, you know, his pen speaks for itself. I think he's creative as fuck. I think he'll be okay. I get what you're saying, though. These ladies have written for dudes before, so they get it. But I really feel like these guys will be fine, man. These guys will be fine. They won't have no issues, I don't think. And I think they'll show up, man. I think they'll show up. That's why I'm going Daylight 3-0, edging each round over Couture. I feel it. I think it'll happen.
I think he got URL on his mind, Timbo. I think he got URL on his mind. And this, I'm not going to be shocked Couture be. I'm not going to be shocked Couture be Daylight, though. I'm not. Deadass. I'm really not.
Okay. Well, I might have to apologize. We'll see. October 16th.
Yeah, we got. I might have to. I don't think I know this one. I'm going to have to, though. I'm going on record saying Couture is going to be Daylight. And I am on record saying Disaster is going to bully Official.
Well, let's talk about that now. Main event. Official versus Disaster. You said Diz will bully Official.
Yeah. For all 3 rounds. Official, you dumb nights. Yes, I know you battle niggas. Mama, you probably feel. Yes, Disaster gave me this call. You told me in Timbo that this is good for your resume. That's good for your resume, yeah, but on that resume, even though you got Disaster, you kind of want to get a W. So I don't want to make it sound like you're harping just on a resume aspect of it just because you're battling Disaster and you're happy to be there. I don't want you to be happy just to be there because you're facing Disaster. Disaster wanted this battle, Timbo. He wanted this battle. I don't think this is a Daylight thing where you have to wonder if he's going to come and do some bullshit. I'm expecting Disaster to come in and catch wreck. I'm going 2-1, clearly,
yeah.
like clearly 2-1.
I'm the same with you. I'm going 2-1, Diz, clear. I think he'll be prepared, like you said. You know, he has been asking for this, so there's no reason that he wouldn't be prepared. He's definitely had ample time, so I feel like he'll be ready. And, you know, he's been looking forward to this for a while now, and I think it'll turn out well for him. I'm going 2-1, Diz, on a clear as well for this one, man. But I think Official will show up, but I just don't think it'll be enough for Diz.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I agree with you, bro. I don't think it's going to be enough.
It'll be crazy.
She's going to punch, and that's cool. But when this coming at you like 5 miles an hour, I mean, like 95 miles an hour fastball coming at you, it's like.
Yeah.
The whiff.
Something different. It's different. You know? It's nuts. It's crazy, man. Queen of the Ring coming to the West Coast in Hollywood, October 16th.
And this is dope. This is dope for Queen of the Ring, I think. I think this is them. This card is a good bounce back card for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Arsenal and QB should have been on this card. Let me throw that out there. Arsenal and QB should have been on this fucking card. Straight up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm dying to see that. I'm dying to see Arsenal and QB get it in.
That would have been crazy. Maybe like the co-main event, you know? Arsenal versus QB on this one. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see.
Now before,
it's going to be crazy.
Before the next guest call, I don't know if he's on the line or not, but URL dropped a trade. They made some a post today on Twitter. Born Legacy 4 October in October.
Really?
Yeah. You know what that tells
in October, huh?
Yeah. Born Legacy 4.
Wow.
Now, remember, now we interviewed New Jersey Twerk
October 22nd.
A couple weeks ago.
Second, yep.
Yes. Yep. Now, ding, 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 ding. Epiphany hits me in the head and tells me no summer madness.
Crazy. Maybe we'll have to talk about this after our next guest comes on. Because we got him on right now.
The homie.
Good friend of the show. Good
guy
friend
right
of
here.
The show right here.
I could talk sports with this man. We can talk sports with this man. We can talk anything with this cat. I got mad love and respect for this dude right here, B.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to get the man on right now. Coming straight out of Oakland. Get him on the phone, man. Mr. Fat Fat, what's good?
What's up with my guys? How y'all doing?
Chilling, Fat.
I appreciate you coming on.
Man, I'm just chilling. Sitting in the house watching this Narcos shit.
Hey.
Narcos is addictive, bro. This shit crazy.
Fat. Let's talk about it, my nigga. What you got cooking in the blender, my nigga? What you got going on? I got some questions for you. Talk to us,
man,
what you got going on here.
We just going to bring this shit to the town, man. We bringing it to Oakland, California, man. I got a crazy battle that's about to jump off, man. October 30th. It's like my city wanted, like, ever since, like, we did the Arsenal shit and shit like that. Everybody was just in the city just talking crazy, like, bro, you got to bring that shit out here regularly, man, all the time. You got to, you know, we need, like, some West Coast smack, man. We need something like that, bro, and only you could do it. And I've been thinking about it for a minute, and I just felt like we needed that right now, man, so it was a perfect time to do it, man. So the joint is, the event is called No Mask. It's going to be Halloween, and it's crazy.
Damn.
Yo, you bringing this shit to Oakland, I think is one of the dopest things. I think we've been waiting for this. You know, it's not like some random person coming into battle rap to do this. You know what I mean? Someone that's been
here and knows these artists,
knows the business too.
It's going to be like what I'm trying to do, man, is I want to get these guys to realize, man, that yeah, this is the battling is great, and it's great for the culture, and it's great for the sport. But let's kind of perfect our business as well while we're in it. So what I'm going to offer to a lot of these guys is some stuff that many people haven't, they even probably haven't even approached it, learning how to strip the battles, like basically using these battles and taking some of the stuff and doing digital distribution with them, walking them into some of these guys and saying, man, let's utilize. In our backyard, we have a lot of tech junkies. We have a lot of people that's where a lot of these tech companies are heavily, they super want to be involved in this world. They just don't have an interest yet. So the access to do that is they want to be able to have, you know, from apps and be able to compute these things and cultivate that with this battle rap world. They just don't have, for one, a voice, for two, access at the prominent figures in the battle rap world. So that's what I want to be able to do, man. And when I get these guys out here, I want to be able to sit them down and show them that there should be no reason why the gatekeepers of battle rap should be wondering where their next check is coming from, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be able to create a constant paycheck for these guys, man, some residual income, not just waiting on views or not just saying, oh, yeah, we got 2-3 million views on that. But how much money did you get from that, though, you know? Analytically, being able to monetize these things. And this is just – it's a different language than what battle rap is talking about. Most of these guys are coming in trying to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to catch a body. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. I'm talking about let's go feed our families, man, with what's going on. If – regular hip-hop would be considered the boxing, the WBO, then battle rap would be considered the UFC and the MMA of sorts. And a lot of these people, the prizes get in a purse, man, and a consistent bag. So that's what I want to offer to a lot of these guys.
Fab, what do you say to the person that might be like, well, Fab, you're saying that you don't want the guys to keep their original sound? What if a guy that says gunball heavy, if you got three cats on a particular card and that's their MO and that's their go-to move, are you trying to switch up your style or want them to be
No. Have nothing to do with switching up their styles or their deliveries. What I'm saying is let's take a professional approach to battle rap and say, yes, we're doing this battle shit, but let's go get a check from it. It's people that's so interested in this battle world, but they don't know how can they get involved in it. You have people who sit up and make apps and people who sit up, you know, in our backyard in the Bay Area, Oakland is 15, 20 minutes away from Silicon Valley. So we're on the cutting edge of society when it comes to technology or revolutionizing what may be the next. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying to these artists are, let's go take this. Let's go get in front of these cats, and let's go get some sponsorships from fuck trying to go get a sponsorship from a liquor company. Let's go get a sponsorship from these tech companies, you know, who have unlimited money, unlimited access, who want to utilize. We have to realize that since it will be used, you might as well. And my mother always told me it's okay to use someone. Just don't misuse someone. So if we're going to be on the brink of being able to revolutionize what battle rap is doing and what it has done, these guys have already done that. Battle rap is one of the most talked about things in barbershops, locker rooms, so on and so forth. Why not capitalize to a bigger level? You'd rather take a $10,000 a battle, or you know that you're going to get $100,000, $50,000. Now, I don't know figuratively if those numbers are accurate of what, you know, what is to be, but this is a possibility that can be. But people don't have this language that's being brought to them and delivered to them, because I don't see any promoters, or I don't see anyone in battle rap even offering that to these young guys.
Do you see it like these leagues? I think I know where you're coming from. These leagues, it's like, all right, they're in it for them. They're not necessarily in it for the battlers. Now, the battlers should be getting the money that they deserve for taking it to where it's at now, not so much, you know, what they can necessarily pull in just, you know, at that moment or with that battle, but what they've done for the culture.
Yeah, I think that also has a lot – that I think that is very the battler should be being compensated, and it should resonate with the feeling of every battler. This is what we've done for the culture. Why are we settling for less? But who are we to speak on the negotiation skills of someone who agrees to do something? You know, if I offer you something and you buy and you take that and you buy, you can't blame me for that. So we can't blame the other people who have came in and made what they've made off that, because you have to understand that with some of these battle rappers, this is all that they have. So they're living battle to battle. They're living deposit to deposit, you know? So you can't, you know, that's the question. That's like questioning the child.
And you're right.
I
didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're right. You can't feel bad for an artist coming out and saying, yo, I only made $1,500 to $2,000 on this battle. Because like you said, at the point, obviously they had spoken about the money and they agreed to it. That artist agreed to it, signed on the dotted line, knew what was going on, and then you want to complain after. I completely
agree.
You
can't complain.
But that's not the
game.
Yeah. But with these big artists, like you're saying, these pillars in battle rap to get what you think that they deserve out of it with these battles. Is what you're doing.
I want to be able to say, dude, let's create an atmosphere and a realm where we can get paid off this, where you could honestly say, man, I could chill. Like, you know what I'm saying? I could chill. And it's not about, oh, you're just trying to capitalize off the culture, you're a cultural vulture. Not necessarily. What I am is, I'm a person who's been battling rap since the beginning of my career. I've been a person who's always been a competitive person, and I've seen several people who've come in the ranks who have nothing to show for it. You know, and you don't want that constant mistake to constantly keep happening. Somebody has to be a sacrificial lamb, as well as somebody has to be the vocal point of change. And it's saying, we need to put these in our own hands.
So, Fab, not to cut you off, my brother, this is what I'm taking from you. And correct me if I'm wrong. So if me and Timbo have a battle league, Dre and Timbo battle league, right? And we've been doing this for a long time. And a brother like you has been in the culture for a long time. And I'm looking at you like, yo, Fab, I feel what you're saying, my nigga. And you got more money to offer, but you stepping on my toes right now, my G. What would you say to me if I said that to you? Like, yo, I see what you're doing, but yo, is this a one-shot deal? Because, yo, what you fucking up my program by trying to offer these niggas money? I got an operation going on here. And you're talking about people not getting compensated. They should be. Are you taking a shot at me? What would you say to me if I said that to you?
I would never take food off anyone else's plate, because I come from a street, if we're going to use this metaphor. There are several plates that can be filled, and there are several kitchens that we can cook from. What I'm doing is Now, and if this was happening in my backyard and there were several people in several leagues that was going on in my backyard, and maybe the most prominent felt as if, okay, bro, you're stepping on my toes, then you could say, all right, look, man, well, let me do this on this, you know, in this time. I'm not stepping on anyone's toes. There's no one doing this where I'm from. There's no one creating this realm where I'm from. Now, this has definitely been, this is mirrored from what Smack, what Norbs, what Beasley have done in the foundation that they've laid down, because they've laid down a primitive blueprint that is very opulent for the sake of taking battle rap to the next level. So I'm not stepping on anyone's toes. I don't want any of those guys to feel as if, oh, you're trying to come in and do this and do that. No, not at all. I've actually even reached out to these guys like, yo, I would love you guys to be a part of this. What I'm doing is for my city. And for the people that's on this card, I all have personal relationships with. I want to let them know, like, bro, you know you can be busting a couple other moves and get you some other money while you're in the midst of doing it. What good is me eating if I'm not giving my folks the game to eat? I think that's selfish. And I think anyone that comes from those pits would agree that. You would agree.
Facts.
If you got a line and you know how to eat and you see your niggas starving, but y'all all came from the same thing, what makes you different than the niggas that, you know, the enemies? You're supposed to be like, huh, bruh, do this. You don't got to do that like that. And niggas like, dude, my nigga showed me how to eat. He gave me a whole nother way to eat. I love you for that. And that's all I'm doing. That's all I'm presenting. And I'm presenting it. I'm just presenting it. I don't want to knock nobody else. I love the battle rap culture. It's great. It's very entertaining. It's very dope. What I just don't like is when the lights are off and certain battle rappers are calling you saying, yo, can I borrow $1,000, bro? I'm kind of in the bins right now and I'm finna get evicted. You're like, whoa, really? Like, nigga, you up at the top upper echelon of battle rap. How aren't you? You know what I'm saying? It's just it's like with sports, man. When some of these modern day athletes, when they look back at some of the people that they grew up looking at, and you're like, damn, that's what that nigga look like right now? That shit is sad. am I lying?
No, you ain't bullshitting, fam. You stop bullshitting, my G. Like,
you'd be like, damn, my nigga, like, damn, the NBA didn't put no side money away from you, no retirement money for you. Niggas looking bad, nigga. Like, and that's how the shit is. Like, shit, you ain't never seen an old ass rapper, and you just like, damn, my nigga, what did you do? You used to be the nigga, my nigga.
DMX, but that's a different story. Yeah.
X could still go do tours and still sell out and still got love. The X's situation
has nothing
to do with. I
just saw X in concert. That motherfucker. That dude put it. Dude went crazy. Everyone came out.
The nigga still could do shows though. You get what I'm saying? X problem wasn't financial literacy. It had something to do with his inability to win the war of his drug habit.
Mm.
It had nothing to do with financial literacy and the fact of, okay, you washed up, you whack. Nah, nigga just had a drug problem. But a lot of these dudes don't understand the language. When you say financial literacy to the average person, they don't know what the fuck that means. They don't know nothing about fundamentally flipping their money. Because to them, that doesn't make sense to them because they're living battle to battle. They're living check to check. They don't understand saving and investments. And a nigga trying to, you know what the game is? I feel like it's none of these top-tier rappers should have any money problems. And if they are, then that's just stupid to me.
Well, Fab, that's you know what? I want to piggyback on what you're saying because I think if you're a battle rapper just depending on a check to come once every whatever 3 months or 4 months, I hope you got a job or a trade or something to fall back on, a side hustle to add on to the money that you're getting from. You know what I mean? You can't live off that. You know what I'm saying?
But you should be able to live off of it. The culture is there for you to live off of it. This battle rap, this shit is big, bro. Y'all know because y'all deal with this shit every day.
Yeah.
This shit is big. It's no reason for a person who calls himself a perennial battle rapper, who's at the top, who's on the tip of everyone's tongue when it talks about the conversation of battle rap, there's no reason why they should be having any money problems. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, how aren't you – this shit can go even further into – the development of language arts where they could be speakers of teaching English. And you know what I'm saying? This shit can go further to what they're allowing themselves to go. But you can't blame them because no one has given them this language and this avenue. You see, what separated – I'm a curve for a little bit, and I'm going to come back to what I was saying. What separated East Coast rap and West Coast rap, the East Coast rappers were sitting around waiting for a deal. They were sitting around waiting for the labels, like, yo, yeah, we hot, we popping, we doing this, we doing that. We the illest. They were standing behind their bars. Meanwhile, the West Coast was like, nigga, I don't give a fuck if you don't like nothing I do. I'm finna sell this shit out the trunk of my car, and all it take me to do is sell 20,000 tapes at $10, and now $200,000.
Too short, E-40. That's
you
my
get what
point.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, so when you would be around, like when I've been around certain people and artists that be popping, they got big names, all this shit, and you looking at them, you be like, damn, my nigga, you the nigga, but you don't got no money, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
me, bro, FAB stands for Forever After Bread. Nigga, I'm going to go get me a check. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to utilize my talent or whatever. If people feel there's a lack of talent, then my talent is utilizing that. My talent is selling that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, I'm going to push that, and I'm going to get me a check. Hmm. That was the difference between East Coast and West Coast rap. So here you had Eric Sherman on fire in the East Coast with EPMD, and then you had
Too Short. Oh, I love this talk. I love this talk. Good.
Then you had Too Short. Now, Eric Sherman and them, they was popping. They had the crossover and everything was, you know what I'm saying? They was doing their thing, but they wasn't making the money a nigga like Too Short was making. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold on, though, fam. Was that because Short Dawg was independent at the time and these niggas were on Def Jam, I think, at a particular time?
Yes, because he was independent. He was like, nigga, okay. Yeah, y'all popping. Yeah, y'all all over the radio and everything, but, nigga, I'm getting money. Do you want to be famous or do you want to be fortunate?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between me and other niggas. I don't give a fuck about fame, person say about me. Nigga, where is the check? And when we get the check, how can we divide the check so everybody can eat? I don't know if y'all knew the or familiar with what happened with the battle when we did the battle with Arsenal and all the shit, but the money wasn't right. But before I left, I made sure everybody got paid.
What you mean, no fat? Can you elaborate a little bit on that? What you mean?
It was like the money wasn't right. At the end of the day, the nigga didn't have the money to pay the rest of the battlers. I went in my pocket and paid niggas. Like, huh, bruh, I get it back, huh? Just so y'all won't leave here angry or feeling like it was my fault.
Yeah.
Now, that was never put out there because I really personally don't care. I just wanted to make sure that everybody ate. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of nigga I am. I'm not finna be the nigga that's at my table. Remember the movie, the Straight Outta Compton movie, when Eazy-E and Jerry was sitting down eating steaks and shit and Ice Cube and then was eating sandwiches, and the nigga said, damn, my nigga, why we eating sandwiches? Y'all over here eating steak and lobster shit.
Especially with Cube, like, yo, nigga, I write your rhymes too, nigga.
I write this shit, nigga.
I write this shit.
So that's the kind of nigga I am. If I got a steak, all my niggas is finna eat steak.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. So it's certain selected artists that I called upon to be a part of this card who I consider friends outside of battle rap. And I
give us some names. Give us the names, Fab.
I could give you one battle.
All right.
Sirius Jones versus Arsenal.
Word? What?
Oh,
shit. Hold up, son. Jersey niggas. First of all, I'm shocked that Jersey niggas battling. And you telling us Sirius Jones, Arsenal?
Sirius Jones versus Arsenal.
Wow.
Breaking news.
So,
holy shit.
That's just one of the battles. And that's not even That's not even like the main card. The main, like, you know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy what I'm finna do, bro.
Wow.
Like, I got a couple battles that niggas been wanting to see for years.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
You got Iron Solomon on that card?
Nope.
You got
it's niggas.
Hollow to Don on that card?
I wish I had Low. That's my nigga, though. I might just fly Low out. Just yep.
Surf?
Do Surf.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Surf is on the card?
Yep.
T-Rock?
T-Rex?
I'm not giving y'all no more names, man.
All right, we got a battle. We got one of the battles. We got one of the battles, and we got Sue Surf. All right, we good.
All right, we good, fam. All right, now.
And I'm battling. I'm going to do a battle, too.
You battling two on the card?
Yeah.
Damn, fab. It's like that, my nigga.
We're going to have fun with this one, too. It's going to be crazy.
Bruh. So let me ask you a question, because a lot of fans going, they're going to kill us if we ask you these questions. We can't do the names. He already gave us names. Are they three-round battles, or is the time limit restrictions?
I got two three-round battles, one-round, maybe three rounds, and then one round, and then it might be a tag team, like, you know, the two-on-two shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it depends on how we feel with that.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Can I throw a side note? Now, without telling his names, is the two-on-two matchup already done?
Nah.
It's already. Can I throw a name out there, two names that I would like you to look at, if possible?
Who?
Marv One and Chris McCody.
I've been seeing them, too. They crazy. They dope.
Them niggas is fucking ridiculous, fam. Trust me when I tell you that.
Them niggas is dope.
No shade to DNA and K-Shine, but them two niggas right there.
Yeah.
Them niggas is dope. The shit that I'm, like I say, man, the shit that I'm doing, man, is for the sole purpose of I'm bringing this shit to Oakland, California, man. We never seen, like, bro, if y'all go back and look at the footage with me and Arsenal, and you look in the crowd, it's not your typical battle rap fans that's in the crowd. Like, these is the street niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these is the niggas. These was the niggas in the crowd that I'm coming, I'm walking through like, nigga, you niggas listen to battle rap? like you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like niggas like the killers, like the gangsters, like the niggas that you would never think listen to battle rap. Like, niggas, didn't you just catch a body, nigga? What you doing here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was the niggas that came out. So those are the people that's going to come out to this battle, and that's who I'm doing it for. Like, I reached out to Smack. I reached out to, you know, me and Beasley talked, and I would love for them guys to be a part of it. And
so what are they saying, though? Fab, what are they saying? Are they fronting or what? What's going on?
I can't say anything until I hear something back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked on the phone, and we were supposed to get back up and put it together. But I don't know. We haven't talked. It's been a couple days. What I did, I'm letting D-Rec run everything for me.
Shout out D-Rec.
And the reason why I'm doing that, because I feel like D-Rec has been underappreciated for his contributions to battle rap.
Facts.
I think everything that he's done, you know, sometimes people can overshadow other people because of their financial predicament. And so they could make things bigger. And it's like, it's not better. It's just bigger. It's like, okay, you utilize your platform and your forum because you were able to orate to more people. So what D-Rec has done since the beginning, he's always been a great guy. He's been a humble individual. He's been a business-minded person. But he's also just been a key component into the fixtures of battle rap. So when I reached out to him, I wanted to let him know, listen, bro, I want you to do everything that's going on. Like, I'm going to put the money in your account so you can pay everybody. I want, you know what I'm saying? I want this to be for him. You know what I mean? Like, I told him, you could have the footage. I don't care about none of that shit. When it's all done, all that shit is yours. And whatever you want to work out with, if we bring in anybody else that we bring in, that's what you want to do, bro. You can do that. But that's my gift to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm willing to give you, right, for your contributions and helping me pull this off, as well as solidifying the authenticity of this, because you are someone who's been since the day one of it. And I don't feel like you've gotten your credit. I don't feel like you've gotten the exposure. I don't feel like you've gotten the value of what you represent, based off the fact of your humility is through the roof. So you may refrain from being one of the loud, boisterous type. But this one, I want you to talk your shit. So I reached out to D-Rec. So D-Rec is going to be handling everything with it. And like I say, the footage and all of that shit will belong to him. To me, I don't really care about that. My main thing is, long as I can make my money back for what I paid for the battle, if I don't make an extra dollar, I'm okay with that. I just want to be able to say I brought this shit to my city, and we brought out the whole area that loves this shit.
You know what? No. It just sounds like Fab's doing this shit for the love, bro. Shit. This is like
Fab,
crazy.
I agree with Timbo, but it's not a one-time deal, is it? Are you doing this one time and that's it?
Nah, because if the shit pops, you know, which I'm very certain that it will, I want to continue to keep doing this shit. But like with me, I'm a person who I want to see everybody eat, bro. Like, I'm not the nigga that see a nigga and be like, ah, that nigga. Like, you know, you pull up in the Benz, hater niggas be like, oh, that nigga should have put four Giottos on that shit. Or, yeah, he got the Benz, but, nigga, that's like the 214. He should have got the 216. It's only $20,000 difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them is hateful niggas to me. Because in one regard, you saying, yeah, you giving a nigga love and you showing love and compliments, but you really hating. Because you wanna change things. Like, nigga, just be happy for a nigga, man. So if I'm bringing this shit, I want to be able to say, nigga, let's all eat. Like, if a nigga invite me to one of his events, I'm going to be like, I'm going to go. If I'm in position to go and I'm open and a nigga done invited me, I'm going to go. Prime example, my nigga had a show the other night. I went to the show. I stayed on the wall the whole night. When he got off stage, I walked up to him and said, great show, nigga. I love you. I'm gone. He was like, why you didn't come on stage with me? I said, my nigga, because it's your night. It ain't about me. Niggas got to learn how to be good sports when it ain't their turn. You got to learn how to clap for a nigga, smile for a nigga, be genuinely happy for a nigga, be a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't always, you don't got to be the nigga on stage, all on a nigga ad-libs. You don't got to be doing none of that shit, man. If you support your nigga, just go support. It's even more support when he's seen that you was there and you didn't even get on stage and you really was just on some fan shit. And that's how I am. I want to be able to bring that shit out here and, like, man, let's everybody eat, bro. I don't care about the king of the dot, the URL, UW, whatever you in. Let's all rock. Let's all have a good time. Because to me, I'm not – that doesn't – I don't see it like that. I don't see the division lines when niggas say, oh, yeah, you know, the king of the dot niggas really ain't feeling you, man. Or the URL niggas said that you should have did it on their card, or they was feeling like that was they was they artist or that type of style. Man, listen, my nigga. I don't give a fuck if you URL, UW, King of the Dot, Queen of the Ring, Chicago Battles, whatever the fuck you is. If you holding your thing down and you dope, I want you to come out and come fuck with us. I'm going to pay you. You're going to be compensated, and it's going to be authentic because the gatekeepers are producing this shit. It ain't just a nigga trying to get a check. My nigga, if I never rap again, I'm good. I'm financially good for the rest of my life if I never rap again. So that shit don't matter to me. So I'm just like, nigga, I'm doing this shit for the energy and for the love of giving it, being able to bring something to my city that wasn't there, that people are requesting.
So, Fab, if you can't make a big back, if you can't get a return back on these investments, these battle rap investments that you're doing, to you it's not a loss then?
It's not a loss because I already know if it's going to cost me $50,000 for the event, like I told y'all, I know some tech companies that's going to give me some money for just to sponsor the shit. You know what I'm saying? Just so they could put their brand up. So I ain't going to lose. Now, I'm a businessman, first of all, so I ain't just going to throw my money away. Now, if I don't make a surplus amount of money, okay, I'm cool with that. But as long as I don't just throw my money away. I'm not going to do that. That's not a smart business move. I know that I'm going to put myself in position to at least get back what I put up, and it's going to be fun. Now, I could figure out how to make some money within between that. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Once a month, I throw shows in my city. I throw big shows. I bring motherfuckers out. Whoever the streets want to see, that's who I bring to the city. You know what I'm saying? I bring them out. I know how to make money. Like, that's what I do. And that's just, that ain't even just on the side. That's just my promoter side. That ain't my rap side. Right. So, you know, it's business, man. It's
crazy.
It's business, man.
It's coming, man. Fam, throwing this event, bro. Before we get out of here, I know you're busy, man. I've got to ask you this question. How is your cousin Beast Mode? What's he been up to? And is he good life after NFL?
What's so crazy is that nigga just texted me right now, like 3 seconds ago. That's funny that y'all said that. That nigga just texted me. Cousin's chilling, man. He like,
yeah.
He going to Haiti next week, building some schools and building some affordable housing for, you know, the post victims of the earthquake, which is crazy that all of these years later that they're still suffering from the earthquake. So the Port-au-Prince and everything that has affected the city. But he's been world traveling. He just got back from Australia the other day, and he's in Africa for like 3 weeks, putting sustainable living and drinking water and water wells in certain cities and villages. He's doing, like I said, he's building some schools and affordable housing in Haiti. That's his next trip. Then it's Costa Rica. So he's on his Harry Belafonte, man.
Humanitarian over here, real shit.
Man, he's an extreme humanitarian. He just opened up another flagship store in Seattle, the Beast Mode store.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, the guy, his money management ability is incredible. It's through the roof. He's very he's financially responsible, man, and he's teaching all of us how to be more mindful of the money that we doing and how we getting it and how it's coming. So he's definitely a financial advisor.
He ain't out here buying 5 whips and fucking 50,000, 80,000 worth of jewelry and shit, right?
That nigga don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
None of that shit. Like, I know, Marshawn.
Can I keep
up?
That's crazy, man.
The other day in the hood, I swear to God on my life, this nigga pulled up in a Toyota Celica the other day. Like, so we all in the hood, right? We on the corner, we chilling. Cause like my clothing line store is like right in the center of where we grew up at, like right around the corner from our granny house. Like, so it's right in the hood where we grew up at. So, and it's been grimy lately. Like, shit been slicky in the hood. Like, it's been some bullshit going on. So he ride by, so everybody looking at the car, you know, my young boys out there, they looking. So then he drive back, and he hit the corner and come back around. So by this time, they clutching now. They like, man, we finna get his car to Venice. He pulled right up in front of us and rolled the window down. He was like, "Oh, you bitch-ass niggas was going to shoot me?" We like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing in that car, cuz? He's like, "Yeah, that's my under, nigga. I'm under on you niggas." And that shit was, that just shows what type of person he is. That nigga's hilarious, bro.
Watch out.
He's a hood nigga, man. He's a hood nigga, but that shit was the funniest shit in the world. Yeah.
That's
how we talk to him, man.
Fab, so I was talking to my family about this real quick, and you know this whole Colin Kaepernick and what he's doing right now about what's going on, and everybody's got a lot of different views on it. So I'll kind of give you the short version of what my view is about what Colin Kaepernick is doing. I have no problem with what he's doing. My issue was with the fact that he's never really exercised any like humanitarian stuff outside of that. Do you get what I'm saying? If that makes sense at all.
That we know about.
You know, that, and that's true. And that's true, that we do know about. And my argument was with like the person that I could really see doing it and understand doing it would be Marshawn Lynch because of everything that he does. And on, obviously off the field. I mean, the man is with these kids and doing things for kids like every day is what he's doing. This is what he works for. He's good after football. He can retire in his prime and be good for the rest of his life of what he's doing. You know what I mean? So I think that's where kind of my argument was.
If you look back at, you know, any footage, Sean never stood for the national anthem. Like, he would always be on the bike or on the bench, and you know what I'm saying? They just never highlighted it because they just, you know, and it was just another thing to be that he would do. But
He's
standing in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, and, you know, who are we to say what he has done for the ethnic movement outside of football in a public forum, what he represents, what he stands for. This is a man who has come from a troubled background. And what I mean by that is, you know, having been put up for adoption by a white woman, inside his mind, he definitely fights a few demons of which culture to stand behind the firmest. So when when you have a interracial child growing up, the stigmas of that of do I stick to my black side or do I stick to my white side, it's definitely I won't say delusional, but you have a dilemma inside of your mind. And sometimes those are the most extremist, righteous people who fight for those things. We look at all the I like to joke a lot. I say, man, them light skinned niggas be having identity crisis, cuz. But
chill, my nigga, chill.
You know, you're like, chill out, light ass niggas. but if you look at that, you always see, you know, through our time, Huey Newton. Light-skinned brother, Malcolm X, Brother Red, you know what I'm saying? Light-skinned brother. They're the most extremists, you know what I'm saying? W.E. Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall. You know, we talk about a lot of these brothers of the time, of some of the most extremists of righteous and development. They were multiracial children and interracial children. And sometimes the burden lunges at their hearts because they know how their creation came to be about. Most of the times it came from race. It came from, you know, some of these things. So they have a covered up hatred for the opposite race. I'm not saying that this is spewing from hatred or this is coming from an identity crisis, but this is coming from a man who feels for a franchise that he plays for and for the organization of the NFL, how black men are being treated. And he's taking a stand. There's never too late to take a stand for what's right. Especially with the injustices going on around us in America today for an athlete at the level that he is at, you have to stand as a black man. I stand in solidarity with him because it's very risky for him to put it all out on the line like that. Him not being the best, you know, when you're a great player, like my cousin, like Marshawn, if it was anybody else, they would have been cutting, man, get the fuck out of here. You know,
definitely.
He's such an asset. Yeah. So Colin Kaepernick, I don't feel like, you know, he's replaceable. So that's what makes it that much more, to me, imperative that he continues to stand on what he stands for. And because he does realize he's replaceable. He does realize, you know, they do have to pay him. But at the end of the day, what he's standing for is to bring light to the injustices of what's going on. What troubles me and what's puzzling to me is how the San Francisco Police Department can say that they won't patrol the games if he continues to do this.
Yeah.
So that means to tell me that you are saying that you are agreeing and admitting to the injustices that you're doing.
I think also Fab, they're trying to protect the military also by doing that because they're so close to the military, talking about police officers. So I think that's why, because, you know what I mean?
I'm
not co-signing
like
it, my brother. I'm just saying.
This has to do with the military. This has, like, if we want to break down the nitty-gritty, in 1812, when the national anthem, the Star Spangled, was wrote as a poem, black men were still slaves. Like, if we want to talk about it like that, you know what I'm saying? This thing was, I mean, this is Googleable. You know what I'm saying? You could look that up, man. In 1812, when this poem was wrote, it later became the national anthem, but it started off as a poem. When the poem was initially wrote, black men were still slaves. The Emancipation Proclamation had not been signed yet. And even then, when it was signed, we were still slaves. It just was transcribed as indentured servants. This is a historical path. If we chronologically break down the science behind it, we've definitely been excluded from this whole master plan of this great America. So how can you even be at all that someone finally realizes the truth and now wants to take a stand against it. Just because he hasn't been taking a stand doesn't mean that he's wrong for doing it now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of courage and years to build up certain things. I had a sister that was raped and molested as a child, and for several years she never said anything. And as she got older, she was like, well, I ain't said nothing this long. I might as well not say nothing now. I'm going to take it to my grave. And I told her, I say, sister,
wow,
you never know who you may help. You never know who you may get to break the silence of what's going on in their lives. You have to be, you have to be the sacrificial person that goes out to say, well, they did this. Cleanse yourself. Free yourself. Emancipate yourself from your inner slavery of haunted thoughts because of what someone may say about you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I stand in solidarity with that man. And I commend all of the other athletes that have done it before him. I commend those who have done it after him. But the problem is not pointing out the problem. It's creating and cultivating a solution.
Yeah.
And the solution is, what are we going to do to give these young youth who are frustrated, who are angry, who are searching for some form of love, what are we going to do to benefit them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. We're blinded by the broken dreams of tomorrow's youth because they don't see themselves being successful by the way that things are going on. So we have to reinvent the role models.
Yeah. Yeah.
This shit sounds like a political channel. This didn't sound like no goddamn battle rap interview. Shit, man.
My dude.
Hey, man, that's what we do.
My dude. That's exactly what Timo just said. That's what we do. We talk about this shit too, bro. So hip hop, sports, battle, you know, it's all, you know what I'm saying? So we like
this kind
of
it's more of like a not wanting to push things under a rug. You know, I know we both know how smart you are, and, you know, you have logical stands with this stuff. You don't just talk out of your ass when it comes to it. You know what I mean? There's emotion behind it and passion behind it, and you can feel it. You know, it's not just someone saying, yeah, I don't like what's going on, so I'm just going to do this. You know, and that's the end of the conversation. You know, there's more to it. You know, and that's why it's great to have you up here and that we can ask these questions.
Man, I appreciate that shit because I tell people, man, I know what it's about, man. I'm from that small percentage of people that they said would never make it. You know what I'm saying? Like when your dad's on heroin, your dad died from AIDS, your mom a drug addict, your mom died from cancer, your brother get life in jail. Like, that's my life. That's my story. You know what I'm saying? I'm a living example of this. Of all odds stacked up against you, and somehow I still find my light in darkness. So when I see this shit, when I see certain things, for me to turn the cheek or be blinded to the obvious, what makes me better than those that are suppressing us? You know what I'm saying? What makes me better than the oppressor?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Niggas get money, bro. Niggas get rich, and the first thing they do is want to move out the hood. Meanwhile, it's several motherfuckers buying up properties within your own community. When you go back to your community 10 years later, you won't recognize nobody, and nobody will recognize you because you've been diluted. You've been diluted out of your own community. You know what I'm saying? You've erased. You didn't open up any business in your community. You didn't come back to the schools to show these kids that they come from the same areas. You didn't open up no opportunity. You didn't go to the Boys and Girls Clubs. You didn't go mentor these kids in the Big Brother, Little Sister programs. You didn't do any of that. So you became a prisoner of your success. It's a lot of people that's prisoners of their success. Yeah, you rich. Yeah, you wealthy. But you can't do shit with it. You know what I'm saying? So what can you do with it? You can't go back to where you started at. And niggas be happy with that. Niggas be like, fuck that hood. Fuck that hood. Man, that hood taught you everything that is. That hood gave you that resilience. That hood made you resonate to the man you are today. You have to do something to the community. You have to bring back something, man. But niggas don't think like that, bro. I'm a child of Black Panthers, bro. You feel me? My uncles, my granddaddies and shit, I used to see that shit, bro. know what I'm saying? I know what it's like. I've seen the breakfast programs, bro. Where kids is getting fed.
What do you say to the artists that their reason would be like, yo, you know, I came up, people got jealous, people got hate for me, so I'm scared to go back and, you know, get smoked or have something happen to me because of the hate in my city. It's not that I don't want to, but, you know, it's just a fear of that happening. What's kind of the response to that? Because that could be some people's feeling as an artist.
If you're afraid of your people, man, I feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's just how I feel. I'm you know?
Yeah.
Well, Fab, I feel you on that, my nigga, but you know how it is, brother. You from Cali, my nigga.
Listen.
Early 80s, late 80s, early 90s, my nigga. You know how this goes. Like, there's niggas in the hood that hate Fab because they're not where Fab is at. So instead of trying to get knowledge from Fab or maybe try to reach out to Fab, like, brother, can you show me with the light or show me where I'm going wrong in my life? They hate on nigga like you and shit and other rappers too. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, there are now, just being honest, there are certain spots in my city that I won't go, and that's, you know, that's being honest, that's being real. Nigga be like, man, like that, man. You always do your backpack giveaways, you do your turkey giveaways. Why you always do it in the north, nigga? Because that's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable where I'm from. Like, the corner and the block that I'm from. Now, when we talk about going to the other sides and shit, y'all niggas don't got no control. Ain't no chain of command over there. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas wild. So, you have to be mindful of that. As someone who has been successful, yes, you have to be mindful of that, because you do know that there are people out here with nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah.
So, yes, you become, you're looked at as food. But for you to just totally just disappear from your area, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do nothing.
Yeah.
You don't even send a check back. Like, okay, yeah, we get it. You're afraid to come through the neighborhood. And we won't even use afraid to insult your manhood. It's just difficult for you to come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you ain't going to even send a check or nothing? You ain't going to do nothing? Like, it's hella athletes that came from, you know, the hoods and from the ghettos. Them niggas ain't did one basketball camp. They ain't redid the court that they grew up
on. Yeah, that's whack. That's whack. That's whack.
Whack to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's whack as fuck to me, bro. Like, you just going to forget about all this shit? And then what I be hating is, when you do come back, you go give it to these organizations that's filtered by government policies. So, meaning, it's hella stipulations. The average ghetto kid can't even get involved in your shit.
Or it's like a $2,000 camp for a week.
I was just gonna say that. I love
people
Steph
can't
Curry
afford that.
He does, but nigga, Steph Curry camp costs $700.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the kids that love that, they like, come on, bro. Here's $700. Like, kids can't afford that shit. Like, my cousin camp, all his shit is free. When Marshawn do his camps, everything is free. Kids getting free shoes, free clothes, free everything. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. Like, niggas need to do shit like that. You want to come back and do a camp and charge these inner city kids $400 or $500 per kid? Come on, man. That's insane. And you talking about, we doing our community relations so high. Nah, my nigga. Y'all niggas is just capitalizing off niggas, man. Like, if you going to do
ashamed? Were you upset? Not upset, but more disappointed when you saw the price tag on Steph's camp?
Fuck yeah! Because the kids that love him the most can't afford that shit.
Yeah.
These inner city black kids, you see, but they're doing their shit. And like, he did a camp in a city called Pebble Beach. Now, Pebble Beach, of course, you know, we all sports fans. We all know what's Pebble Beach.
Golf.
It's synonymous with
golf.
It's golf.
Yeah.
So, of course,
This is all rich kids. You feel me?
It's not aimed. It's not aimed at those kids. It's not aimed at
the
inner city. Yeah, yeah.
So it's not even given. You can't even give these kids an opportunity.
Mm.
Like when you see these niggas, like, come on, bro, y'all niggas can't come to the hood courts, to the basketball courts.
Yeah.
Like when Dame do his shit. Dame Lillard did a backpack giveaway yesterday. Dopeness. The hoop court that he grew up playing at, that nigga went back and redid the whole court.
Who, that Dame Lillard?
Built the gym. Built the gym. All the whole shit. Dame Lillard.
Where? Like, Portland. Where?
You know what I'm saying? He's from Oakland.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He came back and rebuilt the whole shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's real shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I don't understand. Like, how could you – what do you get when, you know what I mean, when you make it from something and you grow up out of something and then you just say, fuck the rest of them niggas. Them niggas are going to have to learn how to do it themselves.
That's corny.
Crazy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's corny.
To me,
yeah,
that's corny.
You said it right.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how can you niggas live with themselves? Like, these niggas get so whitewashed, man, and so and when I say white, I don't mean to be like use a racist term. They become capitalists, and they adapt the same capitalist mentality that had them oppressed. I come from Section 8. I come from these areas. So if I'm ever in position to do without that, I'm going to be like, dude, let's all, I'm going to share it. I'm going to give you the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the same outlets. I'm not going to be the nigga that's like, shit, man, you niggas got to get out the best way. Y'all know how. Nah.
Yeah.
That's sucker shit to me, man. That's sucker shit to me, man. Like, that's not real, man. That's not based off. And especially if you calling yourself a real nigga. Like, that's not a real nigga. One of my favorite people right now in the world is Akon. I love what Akon is doing. Like, this dude went and got $1 billion bank loan approval to put electricity and running water in his homeland. That's fucking amazing.
That's real nigga shit. Yeah. So when niggas be talking about real nigga this, that's real nigga shit if you want to talk about
real
nigga shit.
That's real nigga shit, bro. Like, that's like probably the realest nigga shit ever. Like, I don't understand why nobody talks about that, like, on the left. That's, you know, a Billy? Because this nigga went and got a Billy. Not for him. Not
a Billy.
Nigga, this nigga got a Billy to go put running water and electricity in his homeland. That nigga
that's
the realest
dope, man.
On earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's facts. I keep it real. Yeah, Akon. Shout out to Akon for real.
And not only that, he didn't have to tweet about it. He didn't have to put it on his social media. He didn't have to
Good
do
point.
All that.
Word.
That's the thing. He didn't have to do that.
That's real nigga shit. Like, somebody had said some shit like, yo, Fab, if you really care about the people, why do you film it to show people? I say, listen, I've been doing this charity shit and give backs in my community for 11 years. So, before niggas was even filming shit and putting shit up, like, you know what I'm saying? We was documenting this shit just to show people this how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas like, yo, you just doing that shit just so you can get on World Star. Bitch, I've been doing this before World Star was even invented, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? There's nothing wrong with showing people, you know, I got love for my community. I want to show y'all what I'm doing for my community. It's coming from a good place.
You know,
I don't think that's a bad thing,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
But you
and it's not, and it's especially,
shit.
And it's not because it's a consistency, too. It's not like they don't see it one time in 1 year and then you stop doing it. You know,
right.
It's a consistent thing. It's not just a, it's not a once-a-year thing.
You have to show. You gotta show motherfuckers, like, dude, this is what you do. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
not that people don't want to do shit, bro. It's just sometimes they don't know how.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be thinking like, damn, my nigga, you got all that money, you don't know how to do this shit. It's because they don't have people's skills like that. Certain people's talent is not people's skills. To have people's skills is a real talent. Like, you know what y'all do right here, when y'all sit up and y'all talk and y'all interact with motherfuckers, that's a talent, bro. The world has more introverts than it does socialites.
Yeah.
Because so many people are only involved in what they're doing. Like, certain people are only good at what they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you could play ball, but nigga, if it wasn't for ball, you wouldn't be able to do shit.
Yeah.
You big dummy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a bitch that have 10 million friends on Instagram. and the bitch can't even spell 10 million friends.
Like, you feel oh, shit.
It's just
oh, man.
Crazy.
Like, bitch, that's all you can do.
To close this out, because I know, we're busy, but I wanted to say the reason I kind of brought it up, too, was because, I mean, look at Marshawn. Been out of the league, you know, retired in his prime, helping all these kids. He's set for life. He was smart with his money, never has to worry about it, ever. And the people
ever.
I'm sure that he loves to and takes care of ever have to worry about having a problem. Then you see these athletes who make tens of millions of dollars, $20 million, you know, up to huge amounts, and then go broke. But they don't help their community. They don't. These are ones that don't still don't come back. Do you feel like that's kind of a karma thing at times too?
I can't judge them. You know what I'm saying? I can't have a feeling towards that. I just say it's an inability to understand financial literacy, you know, because I can't say for a person, like, you can't expect a person to do what you would do. My mom, that was her golden rule. Don't expect motherfuckers to love you the way that you love them. Because and 9 out of 10 times, it's not going to happen like that. That's why I say I did it out of love, so you don't owe me shit. You feel me? Because when you do things and you look for a rendered compensation, it don't come like that.
It's not
bro.
Genuine.
Like I'm.
It's not genuine.
I'm pretty sure y'all done show several motherfuckers love on y'all show, and you'll ask a nigga, and you be like, y'all need y'all to come do this favor for me. And a nigga hit you with the, nah, man, I can't do it. You like, damn, like that? And it'd be weird to you. You'd be like, damn, I thought that was my man. Like, I don't, I've learned that, bro. It's no friendships in that shit. Like, that shit don't be genuine, bro. So I can't say if a nigga went broke, it was his karma because he didn't give nobody nothing. Nah, that ain't, you know. Who are we to say? It is what it is. I know one thing. He just didn't know how to manage his money.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully if he ever got a shot at doing it, maybe he'll do it different. But shit.
Yeah.
He was on some Antoine Walker shit.
Nigga was on that Antoine Walker.
He's on that Antoine Walker shit.
Between gambling and drugs, niggas' life, watch their life wash away.
Yeah.
Gambling and drugs, bro, has really taken niggas' lives, bro. For real.
Yeah.
You know what
the funny part is? My proudest possession when I was young, too, and this is crazy because it was like my only rookie card. I had a fucking Antoine Walker rookie card, yo. And I went like maybe a few years after his prime to go see how much that motherfucker was worth. That shit was worth like $3.22 or something, man. I was like, this motherfucker right here, you know. I was so mad. This was like my Antoine Walker thing, and then to see what happened after the league, and I was like, ah, shit, man. You know, like,
I thought
I looked
that
up to these
dudes,
nice,
too. Man. I thought he was going to be nice.
Yeah, same here. Same here. But, I mean, all these things happen for a reason. Yo, Fab, we're going to start having these Keeping It Real with Fab sessions.
Yeah,
so
man.
You'll be on
real, Fab.
All the
that ass, man. For real. Tomorrow, bullshit.
It's crazy, man. We appreciate you 100%, 1,000% coming
always,
on the show.
Always.
You're a friend of
Yo,
the show.
Fab,
welcome up here.
When you leave that card, man, when you please come back on the show when you're about to leave that card, please.
Just for that invite, man, me and Clips is battling. I'm gone.
Oh my Lord.
No. Oh,
you heard it. Get the fuck.
Son.
Get the fuck. This dude.
Did you just hear
Andy,
that? He just
Dre, let me tell you something crazy.
He
just did the mic. He dropped the mic. He's off the line right now. Get the hell out of here.
Yo.
Talk about real dudes. That's a real
yo,
dude.
Yo, I'm going to be real, son. I'm going to be real. And I was texting Timbo the whole time, PSA fans. Yo, this is one of the best interviews, in my opinion. The best back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I got number, love, and respect for Mr. Fab. He's a good dude, man. Intelligent brother.
Yeah.
Good dude. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped some bombshells. I thought it was a great interview, Timbo. He laid out Arsenal and Sirius Jones, and you just see what he did out the door. And we got that we got that exclusive. We got that exclusive. But wait, that's what we do. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
I'm speechless. He just dropped the mic. Yo, say he just dropped the mic on niggas and went out the back door, son.
Crazy.
He just ran out the back door.
Crazy.
He bounced.
All right, man.
That's wild.
Respect this. Obviously, is it nothing new? It's going to be coming out tonight. So
yeah,
we got a whole battle rap talk session. And then, you know what, this real talk, this real stuff that we talked about at the end, we're definitely going to put this out, but I know you guys want to hear, listen to the battle stuff and the announcements and what's happening behind the scenes. That'll
you
be
think we should
out.
Chop it up or not?
But, yeah, we're going to chop it. We got to put it. We get pretty deep at the end there. I want to put that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that lasts, what, 20 minutes? 25 minutes was some real shit.
25 minutes, yeah.
I can't wait for the people in there that part two, man.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Gotta have this dude back. We're gonna chop that last part though, you know, just to put that on with the battle rap section. So
yeah.
Crazy.
Oh man.
Crazy.
That's,
shout
that's
out to Fabs. Shout out official coming
yeah.
on the show. It's crazy up here, man. We back. We dropping stuff, man. Just
yeah, dropping shit. We got three segments. We dead ass got four segments.
Four segments today. It's gonna be coming
out.
Shout out
the
everybody
card.
Checking us out.
Word.
Yep.
We got the
two
card.
And
we got official
man.
And two Fabs.
Two Fabs.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Shout out everybody coming on the show. Shout out people listening. You guys already know how this goes, man. PSA Radio, my bro Dre, Three Letterman, take us out.
Wow. Shout out to my bro Timbo. Shout out official. Shout out Mr. Fab. That was just some deep shit he was talking about the last 20 minutes,
yeah.
man. That was some real shit. I love the battle rap talk, but I also appreciate the. Him speaking about his life in general and just breaking down. He said a lot of shit he had to say about his sister being raped and all. To say that to us, bro, and this is a well-known dude, I just tell you that niggas really fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? So that's just, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. Crazy. Shout out the both of them for coming on. Definitely shout out Fab. Appreciate everybody, man. Going to be chopping this up. Be out in the next
fire.
Hour,
that's
so.
What we do, niggas. Fire shit we drop, niggas. Respect our fucking names, man.
Let's go. We out.